This is Already Taken with Kevin.
How did you have a picture of a chicken with a dick on your phone?
Corey.
He reaches down and finds a mud flap.
And Josh.
Flaccid one. It's not hard. It's just a big floppy.
And of course, our friend Sean behind the board.
The guy never sucks her dick.
Already Taken podcast. Kevin.
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm good.
So what's new in your world, man?
Well, Josh isn't here today.
Yeah, I noticed that. Josh, big, surprise. Empty space.
He's been, got this, what?
If it's not Corey, it's Josh.
Yeah, it's one of these two idiots.
Hey.
Josh has been real busy with, his wife works weekends, so he gets to watch the kids all weekend, and so most of the time when he does a podcast, his kids are here, and he got a job with the West Michigan Whitecaps, so when the Griffins, the minor league hockey team got done, their season got done, he picked up with the baseball team, so he's strapped for time. So he's going to be here occasionally, but today we got little John from Weller.
Hello.
So we got all Weller cast today.
Welcome, John.
We also have Greg instead of Duck back there, too.
Again.
Howdy.
We say again, but the last episode we did will not air before this one.
This is probably true.
Chopped up. The Star Wars drinking game was a rousing success.
Kevin got a little out of hand. The booze hit hard.
The 50 minutes
he needed to ride home.
The 50 minutes after that came crashing
down. It went downhill. Yeah. It went downhill fast.
It went like the Titanic.
We'll hear parts of that, though, eventually. So, Kev.
Yeah.
How's your home renovations going?
Actually, a lot better than we thought. We are remodeling almost the entire house, and mainly the kitchen. We've put a new countertop on. We've pulled nice squeaky chair. We put a new countertop on, laminate top on that. We did the backsplash last night. We're still in the process of painting the cabinet doors.
Shut the fuck up!
Sean.
My fault.
We painted the entire hallway and the stairs and the living room and the kitchen. Painted the cabinets, different color in the kitchen. Now it's the floors. But that's why we haven't been doing the podcast lately, because we've all been very busy.
So with all this painting, you effectively lowered your children's IQ with this lead-based paint that you found in the basement, right?
I'm going to be quite honest. There wasn't much to lower.
That's because they came from your sperm.
Correct the mundo. Yeah.
Not that different from rectum. Yours.
Correctamundo.
Cheers, guys. Like.
Oh, man.
Sounds like you're having a great time redoing your house.
It's been a challenge, but it's also been rewarding. Like today when we walked downstairs, we were up at 1 till 1 o'clock tiling the backsplash last night.
Oh, tiling. Good times.
Of course, my body wants to wake up at 7 o'clock, but you walk downstairs and you're like, shit, this thing's almost done.
You see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you're like, let's get this thing done!
Well, we pull the floor up. We have three floors on top of the hardwood floor, including the hardwood floor.
Oh, good times.
And they nailed the floor below that every 4 inches by 4 inches. So there's about a billion screws, or nails I can pull out. They're not screws, they're nails. So they're
screws. You're taking it right down all the way?
Yeah, all the way to the original hardwood floor, probably put in the 40s. So.
Are you going to try and save it, or is it just too... all those nail holes, you think
we're going to try to save it. I don't know.
Kind of cool if you could.
It'd be nice. It'd be real nice.
You'd get in there and
what have you been up to, John?
Nothing.
That's eventful.
Yes, and.
Good podcast.
That's some good pod.
Sorry. I rock climb. That's pretty fun.
You should go with Sean and you guys can
say, what are you rock climbing? I've been looking for somebody.
Oh, yeah? Where do you go?
For somebody
where do you
who.
Go?
A higher ground?
Oh, I go to Inside Moves, 76th Street.
For somebody who bitched in the first 9 episodes that I'm not close enough to the mic, that motherfucker is about a mile away from the mic.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Better, closer, warmer.
Yes.
I was afraid if I moved forward, you guys would hear all this crap, because I got in
just
the
lean. Just don't move backwards. But your chair is louder than you.
But do you see how I have now moved closer to the mic, and it didn't take me 9 episodes to do that?
Yeah, Kev.
All right. Sean, have you ever watched a porno where you swore somebody in that porno was somebody you knew?
Oh, shit, I've watched a lot of porn.
That's a drop.
Speaking of which, Duck and I were watching porn last night together.
What?
Hold on, wait.
Was his mom involved anywhere in that?
Oh, gay.
Well, no.
You were watching porn with another dude. I haven't done that since college.
Do you have the curtain in between you so you didn't watch each other jack off?
You like a big piece of cardboard.
Don't get ahead of me. Don't get ahead of me.
Stuck in the cushions of the couch.
No, he came over to help me install my TV.
You're like,
that's how it always starts.
Oh, hell, let's just watch porn.
That's how every porn starts. The
Wait,
cable guy comes over, and then all of a sudden you got some brown
You rush to get
cow.
The TV done so you can watch porn
no,
on it.
No, no, we were sitting there discussing some stuff, and I came up with, like, a business idea. I said, we should check this thing out. And he was like, okay. And I'm doing the kitty litter in the office, and he comes in, he gets on the computer, and I had forgotten to turn off my, close my porn page.
Vibrator?
He's like, oh, nice. And so he used to research stuff, and every once in a while, I'd jump back to the porn page. And then we're sitting there, and we're talking about the Tran episode. And we started coming up with goofy things like, let's see if we can find a chick that's being done with a baseball bat. So we found that.
Yeah, Belladonna's done that.
We found one chick no, doing a grapefruit.
It's a black movie, those like.
That one was extra wide and long.
Super veiny Louisville slugger.
So that was pretty funny. And then his wife called. So
his wife called.
You're like, get your dick out of my ass. You gotta go home.
I'm like, Nicole's gonna love this. So what'd you do tonight? Watch porn with Sean.
I went over to my buddy's house and we were looking at porn.
I know John's watched a porn that he swore he knew the person.
I saw a chick take an eggplant too.
All right, enough out of you.
No, I was watching, I swear to God, it was my old neighbor.
How old was he? 18, 16, somewhere in there?
12.
She's 22, and she's real good looking.
Really?
I brought my computer.
I got halfway through a porn, and I'm like, that chick really looks like somebody I know.
I love those porns.
I've never run across somebody that
You're not watching
looks
that
like...
kind of porn? Type in the search, people I know.
People I know porn.
Greg,
Caledonia porn.
Have you had that?
No.
Have you ever come across one of Duck's mom's pornos?
No, he's just come across Duck's mom.
Yeah, actually, I nailed her on Thursday.
How much did she pay you?
Was she bristly?
Which truck stop are you at? The one with the Taco Bell in it? I had Taco Bell today. That's so good.
Not so good.
No, I went to
It was great after the Star Wars episode when you were hammered.
Oh,
you gotta
stop that night, too.
You gotta go to the right Taco Bell.
Yeah, you do.
The wrong Taco Bell is terrible.
Yeah, not
You're
so good.
You're either 100% or 10%.
But anyway, since Kevin stepped over all over you, Greg, how was Duck's mom?
A little Sloppy. Bit hairy, but, you know.
A little bit hairy.
It was all right.
Like Sasquatch. You pull on those panties and they go...
Sean, I know you're not a podcast listener, per se. You don't even listen to this podcast.
I can't get Stitcher on my phone.
Fuck Stitcher. Get an iPhone. You you're
get,
still...
Get an iPhone.
He's
21st
yeah, he's
Fuck
still stuck
you
in 2008.
Your iPhones.
That's a sweet flip-flown. Flip-flown.
It's 3 months old.
Flip-flown.
Brand new.
And it sucks. It's already broken. Lost the back to it. It doesn't do anything. I like it.
2005.
Sounds like your ex-girlfriend.
Fiance.
Blow this guy.
That's what you wish you did.
Fiance. And yes, you are right, Corey.
There's
you.
Somebody that's going to start a podcast. It should be sometime next week, I saw on Twitter.
I heard about this.
It's going to be the best podcast ever, Sean.
Better than ours?
It's not hard to do, but Rowdy Piper's going to start his own podcast.
Try it.
Going to call it the Piper's Pod.
Piper's Pod.
Instead of the Piper's Pit.
Piper's Pod sounds like
Piper's
what
pipe.
He would call his
podcast
his man
yes.
Mankini.
Podcast is a terrible, terrible term. I hate it. But what are you gonna do? Radio internet radio show? It's just not gonna work. Now are you gonna try to find and listen to that, Sean?
No.
Yes and.
Yes and.
What were you looking for?
This
Good
is
job,
Sean
Jonathan.
Crapping on our port.
Hey, you threw that question at me. I didn't know what the hell was going on. What have you done lately?
Nothing.
I can sit at home.
Yeah, you going to listen to that podcast?
No.
No.
You know, like, you're lying like, further.
Why
further
would you think
point.
I'd be listening to that anyways?
That's how I feel when I talk to Sean.
Have you listened to any good podcasts lately, Kevin?
I listen to Corollas every day.
besides Corolla.
No shit.
Doug Benson's podcast, where he had Pete Holmes and T.J. Miller on at the same time, sitting next to each other in front of a live. They do an impression of each other.
Oh, jeez.
So it just goes nonstop. I like that podcast. I get some others. Star Talk Radio is brand new.
Doug Benson has a new podcast, and T.J. Miller has a new podcast. Mm-hmm.
And I got a new job and can't listen to any of them.
Yeah, you did. What are you doing now?
I got moved up to the front sales counter, which is kind of nice. My hands stay clean. And but it's
in here? Yeah, you must have sucked a lot of wang. I swear to God, I can make you guys money.
Yeah, right.
$20.
Did he just proposition us?
No, I said Corey had to suck a lot of dick.
He sucked dick for 7 years to get that seat. Damn straight.
No. So I got a new job. And I like it. I'm slave to that phone now, though.
Yeah. I actually applied for Carl's job. But so did everybody else.
Yeah. So. From what I heard, there's about 25 people that are interested in it. Yeah.
So. Isn't Ed getting that job?
Ed's going to take over the hydraulics
part of it. But
so there will be another.
This is great pod.
Yeah, sure. Because everybody's going, I don't know what the fuck you guys do.
Well, we moved right through all the other things we were going to talk about. And we're only 12 minutes in. What are you up to, Sean?
Doing a podcast right now. What are you up to?
You got something to say?
Hi.
Waving your hands in there.
I'm not waving my hands. What the hell are you talking about?
That's Greg drinking.
More yes and.
It's a beer in one hand. Here, I'll resemble the motion. Hand. Beer to lip. Swallow.
Nice pinky out. Very classy.
That's
at least
I'm not
like Kevin when he sucks. When he drinks beer out of the bottle, it looks like he's sucking cock.
Yeah,
he has to do the full rim. He has to do the full rim cuppage with his whole mouth around the rim.
I like cup the bottom of it and try to finger the back of the bottle, the bottom of the bottle.
To the audio listeners, I am now cupping my hands like I'm holding a ball sack.
I'm tilting the shaft down my mouth while I drink the beer.
Shove it as far down as possible.
That's a drop.
I got something. There's a website I came across that has a video on it to sell you on a product. Well, not you, Corey or John or anybody here. We're not near good looking enough.
Oh boy.
Or speak have for yourself. Vaginas. Sean might have a vagina, but you don't really need to see the video. You just have to listen to the audio. You ready for this, Sean? You listening? You paying attention?
What?
Should you let people know what it
is? Are you attractive, but you don't have the money to travel? What if you could travel around the world, stay in 5-star resorts, dine at top-rated restaurants, and do the fun things travelers do, all for free? On MissTravel.com, there are thousands of frequent travelers who hate to travel alone. These generous travelers are doctors, lawyers, bankers, athletes, executives, entrepreneurs, and millionaires who are looking to travel with an attractive person like
escort.
You.
John wants to know where to sign up.
They have the money, and they are willing to spend it on you. Not convinced. As an attractive
willing to shoot it on you.
You can earn frequent flyer miles, which may be redeemed for free travel anywhere. Life is short.
Frequent whore miles.
Whore slut bitch.
Sign up now for a free account and start traveling today. Now boarding.
Now boarding.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
So if you go to MissTravel.com.
Are you hot? Are you hot? Do your legs spread easily?
Is this for women?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, beautiful people travel. It says right here. Who needs money? Beautiful people travel free. A travel dating for...
It's an escort service for people who travel a lot on their own.
That's what I'm assuming.
I was doing construction steel, I would so have one of those hookers with me.
I want to meet the fat bitch who is in charge of determining if you're attractive enough to do this.
That's
you know?
Are you a dirty horse slut who's not afraid?
What?
Say that again, Greg.
That'd be my ex-wife.
Ooh. Oh. Are you a dirty horse slut? Who's willing to take it in the ass from an ugly guy with genital warts?
Talk to Duck's mom.
You beat me to it. I was going to get in there on that Dutch mom and all.
It's even more brutal that we still bring that stuff up, and Duck isn't even here anymore.
It wouldn't be funny if it wasn't true. His wife still listen to this, Sean?
I don't know.
Hope
we're
not.
Sorry, Nicole. Duck's mom.
No, I saw that. I thought that's legalized prostitution.
Pretty much
worldwide.
It's not. They are escorts. They are just there to give you company. There is
Sean's
nothing saying that they
fire.
Need to give it.
Sean wishes he had enough money to be able to afford it.
I need to get a drop that just says. This has been nitpicking with Sean Skinner.
Well, according to Surrey, the closest escort service is in Muskegon.
Yeah. John, there's only one person in this room that's got Surrey on their phone.
I'm just saying, I've gone there many, many times, and I wanted to know where the nearest escort
service is. We could have an impromptu fun thing. Ask Surrey fun questions.
I was just thinking of a fun Sean stunt.
That's what I was thinking.
We tried the stunt before, and we couldn't get the Bluetooth or anything to work.
It wasn't loud enough. I think if we try it again, patiently, where Sean and I don't want to kill each other or throw each other to the table outside, I think we could get it to work.
Never.
See, but if you did that, we could record it and then put it on the internet.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
I say we just travel down Division with your little iPhone.
Looking for Duck's mom.
And you don't need to go down Division.
I mean, there's technical aspects.
You can find her on any corner.
We can achieve this.
D&W.
I just want to see what the weirdest thing we can get a hooker to do for $20.
Oh, like in Rat Race?
Yeah. Pepto-Bismol. Toenail clippings, hot tub. How much?
Kitty, good things. Kitty pool. I think a kitty pool is involved.
Back rib.
Perfect. Do you guys want to hear sounds of the show from last week?
I do. Let's do it. I do. Is this the last week or is this the...
This is from the Spice of India show where we try to make Sean eat all that hot sauce. Or that hot.
That'll lead up to us later.
That video is on the internet, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it's on Facebook.
Speaking of which, how far off are we from the spiciness?
It's been 7 weeks.
No, not from that. From when we need to get prepped up for our little game.
We got, if we're banking a half an hour for that, we got 12 minutes.
Okay. So. I didn't know if this was going to be your reference of...
No, we still got a little bit of audio to get to.
Okay.
So this is about 2.5-3 minutes. So,
okay.
Here we go.
I just farted.
Little Santana.
We're north of the most southern part of Michigan.
That's a penis.
Awesome.
I almost choked out Josh with my dick. All right, I gotta make sure I look at this guy.
Yeah, we got flawless old ladies.
Usually because my breast smells like Josh's cock. Kind of like when Sean eats his own jizz. Like there's something really disgusting.
A blueberry and placenta smoothie.
Big cock.
That's what it sounded like.
I think I got something.
You got something?
Anal.
When you fry poo-poo.
It's a Bukkake Fest gangbang.
I don't remember seeing this.
Damn spades. And, no, lick it all.
Oh,
it's still on your finger.
No, oh, what are you doing, computer?
Do it. Josh, pick it up and slam it in his face.
Suck on your finger.
It won't come off.
Suck it on it.
I'll
suck
you. I haven't heard that gargle since he blew me.
Oh, my God, I watched that.
Like, abusing women in my mind. Whatever you do, play at me. That's a good one. Okay. The tip of my tongue is so hot. So, God, you're gay. For yourself.
No, I'm wrong. I'm not gay. The day you jacked up in the Pirate Fam was the day it changed your life. For me, it was Tuesday. Sean loves that. Piece of shit on it.
Penis with you.
It looks like he's got a penis in his dick.
We have the dick game.
Oh, that's right.
She said she would do it. And she actually did an extra one. My wife, she was very willing. Man, I love chicks without dicks. My dick and ducks made an ooh, ow.
You want to talk over me some more, you dick? Whatever you do, ruin the show more.
He just says the last thing he hears.
You got wood on this.
And not all poop related this time, right?
No fudge.
You can just say Sean loves anal.
Penis.
Sean loves anal.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Shut the fuck up.
Josh right. Loves anal suck.
Is that when you fry poo-poo?
I've done that.
Jizz on it. Sean says fried poop.
Then if you ate a ton of this stuff, your poop would burn.
Kids,
imagine it's another man and you just put your finger in there big time. Punch her in the back of the face. I licked it. I stuck my finger in there. Oh, he's alive.
Did you say back of the face?
It was the same temperature as normal cock.
Get some sausage in there. No, no, no. Reach around is what you do at the truck stop.
Okay, balls, come, and come. Okay. It's not called pan fry, it's called breakfast.
You spooge on her tits and stir it in with your dick.
I love that.
All right.
I love that. John, no, I know you're gay, Corey. Yeah, there's no option. You're just fucked.
Kevin, I have a penis in my dick.
I'm in. Morons.
Penis.
Mud flap. Oh. No mud flap.
Oh, no.
Mud flap.
Time you use that one. You use that one twice in that whole thing.
Well, we played it in the last episode, the Star Wars drinking game episode.
Oh, that's
you never got the audio from the last episode to do that to.
Gotcha.
So that will never be heard on the episode. We're gonna cut. Corey and I talked about this. We're gonna cut that episode up and move it around.
Okay, that's a good idea.
The drinking game at the beginning was pretty bad idea on Kevin's part.
It was a great idea.
At the beginning,
we
should have
just ran the same thing though.
What?
I said it was a great idea. We should have just ran with it the whole time, though.
It wasn't great because we moved it up ahead because we thought it would give me
time to sober up.
Time to sober up and anybody else time to sober up. Maybe I could drive home. But what happened is we kept playing after I had won the game. Oop. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
You didn't win the game, though.
We kept
you
playing.
You did win the game.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
I wish
no,
I
you
could
didn't.
Have been here.
If you won the game, you wouldn't have gotten drunk, you
yeah,
booze hound.
Dumbass.
Well, then we all won.
I don't know. We're
anyway,
gonna,
I
gotta listen to it again to really.
No matter what, you lost.
You weren't not drunk either, Corey.
I wasn't.
You weren't not drunk. What?
I was
the
not drunk.
Negative.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
So thank you, thank
drunk.
You, John, for
yeah.
backing me up there.
You, I don't know, but by the end of the show, Mitch was like looking at me like. He's drunk.
You were wrecked.
And I was
dude,
wrecked.
You were wrecked.
And
was wrecked.
I was ready to fall asleep at the end of that show. So we're going to take and just basically cut the Star Wars drinking game part out of it and probably put it on another show. So maybe sometime we'll come in here, record one podcast and a half a podcast, and I can do some creative editing with that stuff. Because the Urban Dick game in that was pretty good, too.
He said dick.
So. Yeah, that was the one that my wife did in...
The Kentucky
the I Hate Kentucky episode.
Detroit Wheelbarrow.
John, you're one of the five listeners to this podcast.
Hello.
do you remember the episode where we just did sing along stuff for 20 minutes out of the
yes,
out of thin air?
I remember that episode. I think I turned it off.
Ooh.
I'm kidding.
Speaking of a negative term, I actually got a buddy to listen to this, and I said, you ever listen to that? He said, yes, and there's minutes that I'm never going to get back.
You know what? I got a genuine email from somebody about the podcast, if I can find your
really?
Phone. Yep, I'm going to read it to you.
Not from, one of those, you guys fucking suck.
Here's the email. I'm going to give out the email, so anybody wants to email this guy back, I don't know who he is. I tracked the phone number, which I'm not going to give out, back to somewhere in Granville. Ooh. But the email is dkinn, three N's, dkinnn, at ymail.com.
Oh, he's going to appreciate this.
And it says name on your Skinner, so, and it says D, which I thought maybe it was Uncle Dan, but unless he's moved, I don't know. And well, Seth, you guys are smiling in there, so.
I'm waiting to see where this
yeah.
goes.
All it says,
why
the message
conclusion?
Says, oh, I think you guys sent it. Is now what I'm thinking.
I don't live in Kent. I don't live in Granville. You
yeah,
dink.
You just put somebody else's phone number on there.
Can we call it?
Oh,
that was my other thought.
I have speakerphone, and we could just do that right now.
Because this message simply says, "You guys suck." That's all it says.
All
caps except the "you," and it's literally the word "you." Do you want to call this guy?
I got if the shooty BlackBerry.
I'm not saying it's your phone. I'm saying this was a landline. I put that in the computer and the.
It's a landline.
Interwebs, and I think it was a landline. It came back.
Who has a landline anymore?
It came back to an address over by Rivertown. So if you guys want to call it,
do it. Do it, John.
Oh no.
Yeah, call it, John. I'm not saying a word.
Is D there?
Speaking of the speakerphone, stick it right up on the thing.
All right, so we're doing this.
I'm not doing this. You guys are doing this.
No.
It's
no,
your
no.
phone, you dick.
Sure. Yeah, you got Siri.
It's your
there.
Podcast.
Do we have a first
it's
name?
It's all of our podcasts.
Oh, okay.
Act like you're a salesman. Act like you're a salesman, and then we're going to tell you what to say.
No, when somebody picks up, go, hey, this is the Already Taken show. We're looking for somebody who might have listened to this that thinks we suck.
Hi, I'm a Jehovah's Witness. Have you found God?
Well, they live in Granville, so they probably have found it. Yeah, good point.
They probably never had a choice.
Come on, do it.
I did email
episode.
This guy back
that's
and I asked him,
episode.
Awesome.
We'll do it, but that's another episode. Because I got to have something planned out. All
right, that's
no,
fair
you
enough.
Don't.
Yeah, I do. I've got a list.
I emailed
you live in Granville, drive a BMW, and snort massive amounts of cocaine? Nope. Just checking.
You dial it, and I will use your phone, and I will do it.
Is this is this Duck's mom, or is this the gay safe house in Granville? I did email him back and asked him, I think I said something about, hey, awesome, how'd you find the show? I wasn't a dick. I didn't say, oh, fuck you, you fucking asshole. You know, like Sean would have, even if it was his boss.
What are you looking at? Don't change the subject here.
So,
John,
you want to call him later is what you were saying?
No, I want to call him. No, call him right now.
You
want to call him? Call him. I'll give you the number.
Call him right now. I want John to call him, and I'm going
to,
because he can't hear me.
Phone.
I want John to tell him what I want him to tell him. So, John, call.
See, that's the thing.
Sean can say whatever. This is the problem with being in a recording studio, not like a radio studio, and not actually being able to, we have figured this out one day, but in my head, I think I can make it work, but when you put it on speakerphone and hold it up here, you and I, everybody can hear it. It's recorded. It's all heard. But what he can't hear, he can hear Corey and you mm-hmm. and me.
He right. can't hear him.
He can't hear these
him,
two dickheads. So he can be on our headphones yelling, penis, penis, dick, dick, put it in my ass. You know, which will be a drop for next week or next show. So
scream real loud in my ass.
Which will call
like a trumpet.
Kevin likes.
Little just shut up, Corey.
Sean
tits.
Sean enjoys.
Kevin
little men. Watch out, John.
Likes
hard midgets.
I'm not gonna. Hard. Yeah, I like
black
the one put
midgets.
There.
Why is his phone number in the email?
I don't know. I know. If you go to our website, which I believe is.
Okay, you guys are getting way too technical. Just dial it and call. We can figure out the specs
John's
later.
Handshaking.
Here it's go.
YouTube. Get it right up there.
Put it right up. See, at the email on our thing asked for a phone call, for a phone number. My hands are up. I'm not having any part of this.
He hasn't said anything yet. I can't tell you what to say yet.
Please don't answer.
Uncle Dan answers this one.
We are unable to come to the phone right now, but if you would leave your name and...
Cut it.
Okay.
Oh, come on! We got left a great
message!
I'm not calling back!
Come on!
Someone else left a message.
Why'd you have to put a stake on it?
You said cut it. I blame
God.
He did too.
See, this is the...
Oh my God, I would have had so much fun with that!
If someone's going to go to the website...
Oh, so they asked for a phone number.
They actually asked. This is how much of our own website I know. I had to ask you what the name of the show was.
Hopefully we get a phone call back.
Oh, that's very possible.
While we're still recording.
Anyway, that could be interesting.
That'd be awesome.
That would be cool.
Speaking of awesome.
Back to the same point we started this on. You listened to the podcast where we sang.
The sing-along, yes.
Do you recall who was the best and who was the worst? I know, okay, be honest. The best was either me or Josh. But who is worse, Sean or Corey?
I don't think that's fair, because I didn't even know the goddamn song.
I like that song, though.
I do, too. See?
See?
Call me
See?
Al.
It's a good song.
That was not what Corey picked. Corey picked this.
Oh, no, not that one. Yeah. I picked,
who did that?
I picked Great White.
This was quite...
Yeah, shut up. That's my boss. I got... It's that time before I even got my hands at a state line. This song sucks.
This is Sean trying to sing.
I can't read.
I at least put forth a freaking effort.
I've never heard this song.
I gave you a Lennon song, man.
A fucking Christmas song.
I gotta sing.
Does it make it not good?
Everybody over there will agree my song is
good. Go ahead. Say a Lennon song's not good. Try it.
That version was not good.
All right, here's Josh singing. With a little help.
Man walks down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I so soft in the middle now? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Sounds much worse.
Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Boom, baby, boom, baby.
That was a little help.
Boom, baby, boom, baby.
Of course, you get ruined.
Bone digger, bone digger.
Is it? I don't know. He had the lyrics.
I don't find this stuff amusing anymore.
This is Corey's gonna get real aggressive about how much we suck.
Nope, I suck also.
She's got a smile that seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
Sean's not listening. They're doing something for the podcast.
Hey, Harry,
next game. Oh wow, I suck.
Now see her face. You hear this, Sean?
Yeah. Is that what he made you sound like in prison, too?
Oh, I didn't think it was this bad.
It's a little different when you don't have music behind you, isn't it?
Whatever, still gay.
That's a drop.
All right. I really
all right, here's Corey.
I don't want to hear me.
And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the
yeah, Corey loses.
Corey's face is so red right now. The old and the young.
We gotta hear it again. This is Christmas.
Come on.
Oh God, it's too high for me. If you do, don't sing with the song.
No.
Let's hope it's a good one. I'm gonna hear Corey singing it.
What were you doing?
All right, that's good.
Oops.
That was pathetic.
God, that's horrible.
That was awesome, Corey.
No.
John?
That was horrible. John, who was the worst?
Should we do that again?
Oh. I put forth effort. It wasn't good, but it was an effort. Better than... I don't know the song.
I had no idea what the fucking song was. I gave him a song you knew.
Come on, everybody's heard that song.
Kevin didn't know that song until he...
I've heard that song.
I couldn't sing the song.
If you gave it to me, I would have been better than Sean.
You're all
sing the song.
Bad. How's that? But Corey, your probably worse.
Yes. Do you think that's a face that makes it look like you just tasted butt. Do you think there's any game we've played that we shouldn't play again?
That one.
Probably that one.
I'd agree.
I think it was a rounding success. We've got two podcasts out of it.
What?
Yeah, but you chose to bring that into the new podcast.
Yeah. I
that's because it was horrible.
Yeah,
bad.
That's what we're getting. We're not going for a great. We're getting for content. We're just filling time.
Horrible.
We're just filling time.
Speaking of time, we need an ETA on our next game.
We're waiting.
It's
on
in the process right now.
We're going to play Pizza Roll Roulette.
Pizza Roll Roulette.
Okay, we let's go over the rules here.
Okay, this is where we're going to get in a fight.
Pizza Roll Roulette.
I like it.
I do too.
We're going to have John do voiceover work. Josh is kind of gone. You know, you explain the rules, Corey. Do you understand the rules?
I think for the most part.
If Sean disagrees with you, he's wrong. If I have to interject, I'm right.
No. If... Oh no! Me and Corey have to be on the same page.
How many pizza rolls do we have?
I got them cooking up 16.
Sixteen.
Is he putting them in a circle before he puts them in the microwave?
How many?
He's putting them. He's microwaving them, and then he's gonna do half of them hot and half of them not.
Oh, half and half. That's eight.
Oh,
and
yeah,
eight.
Half with the hot sauce on it. This. I'm saying, did he put them in a circle before they put the microwave so they cook evenly?
I don't know. I'm doing a podcast with you.
Gotcha.
We have the pizza roll Nazi.
That's true.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's true.
Right now,
if there's
Kevin
anything.
Skinner.
My hands are up.
If there's anything anybody knows about Kevin, he is a pizza roll fiend. Wait, are these is these pepperoni too?
I've worked with you.
I tried to find triple pepperoni. They didn't have them.
I've worked with you for how many years?
June will be 6 years I've been
around. How many years have I eaten lunch with you? Three, four?
Yeah, probably five.
4 years?
Probably real close to five now.
You have eaten pizza rolls every day up until about...
2 years ago.
2 years ago, and then every once in a while you'll sneak them in, and it's like, ooh, pizza rolls.
I'll splurge.
But you ate them every day for about 3 years.
I used to eat many more years than that. when I worked at Pfeiffer, Luke's 7.5. And,
had to think about that one?
I wanted to say it was 8, but Kylie's birthday was last month, and sometimes it gets me confused because I'm stupid. So it's been over 8 years where I would have 2 plates of pizza rolls usually per lunch, per day, 15 or so per plate. So it's about 30 pizza rolls per day every day. Until
did
I
you
started
ever
that's like a pack of pizza rolls a day.
5 years with all the cheese that you've been drinking or eating.
There's more grease than cheese.
Way to distract me with the drinking.
Slides right out. You're asking Sean for more beer? Is that what you're doing? Did he leave?
Yeah, I was trying to be quiet about it.
Yeah, then the Corey's got to jump in.
I was going to say eating, and he holds up a beer, and he goes like this, and I'm drinking.
Well, Shane, if we're going to play this game, I have.
All you got to do is hold up something shiny that distracts Corey.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, piece of candy.
Ooh, squirrel.
Are we ready with it? Is Sean even in there?
Okay, so let's go over the rules.
Okay, here's the rules.
Half and half.
I'm going to try to find a song that'll
half, half, and half, and half. Half are hot, half are not hot, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
All right, we've got 6 categories, 5 questions in each, or am I wrong?
No, you're right. I just thought of something.
Okay. And...
How do I spell Joaquin?
Joaquin.
I think I have a song.
You're looking for... I know what you're talking about. So anyways...
I don't have it.
We're going to be asked a question. Oh, that's cold.
That's a drop.
That is a drop. I like it.
I like it a lot.
We're going to be asked a question, and if we get the question right, we get to designate the eater of the pizza roll.
The eater or the spinner of said pizza roll?
Whoever spins has to eat.
Yeah, spin and eat.
Okay.
That way we can spin, and there's... No matter what happens, you're going to get that pizza roll.
And you cannot eat 2 in a row unless you get a question wrong.
Who determines what question
you get? Wait a second. So whether you get the question right or wrong, you're going to eat a pizza roll anyways?
No. If you get it
right. We're trying to prevent pylons.
It's your turn. It's my turn. I get the question right. I can say, it's Kevin. Kevin's going to eat. Kevin, go spin.
Corey can't make Kevin eat.
So Kevin's got to spin it.
And then the next time... You get it right, you can't make Kevin eat again. It has to be somebody else.
But if I got it wrong after I ate it, I gotta spin it again.
If you got it right and made Kevin eat, and he got the next question wrong, he still has to eat.
We're trying to prevent pile-ons. So you and I aren't piling on each other.
So if I get a question right, I can tell Kevin to spin it and eat one.
Yes.
But if he's the next one on the list to spin, and he spins it and gets it wrong, he's going to have to eat it again.
He has to eat again.
There we go.
That's my boy.
You understand?
Okay, I got that now. Yeah.
So what we're going to do is he's going to ask questions. Because
these pizza rolls are only going to be like a half inch apart.
What's that?
You go over how we're going to buzz in?
I think we're going to use names.
Yeah, you just yell your name out. Quite like a name that tune.
Yep.
Yep. How close is he, Sean?
I'm confused on how is the calling the names out
going to work. Sean, open this door, this window. Yeah, put them on. Hang on.
Yes, open the window.
Get that spinner.
Oh my god, this is going to be fun. Okay. Greg is going to be our game master here. Greg will read the questions.
There's hot sauce on some of these?
They're inside.
Yeah.
So you don't know.
Well, this is why I say that, because I about grabbed one of the
things and
ate it.
The eater.
The hot sauce is inside of the pizza rolls.
So yeah, so
can you tell which ones are which, Kevin?
Pizza roll.
Told you.
The funny thing is, none of them look like they're tampered with, so I think we're screwed.
They look pretty good.
They look good.
That was the whole point that Kevin argued with me earlier.
Really good, too. I love pizza rolls.
Yeah, I probably will be phased.
I want to have one just to try one.
So, hey, wait, so my question was, so what are we doing? Why are we doing things in order?
Because
if we're going to be doing random questions, he's going to go, it's Sean's turn?
We're not doing turns. Greg is going to read a question. You buzz in right. with your name.
Okay. See that? This
okay.
is going to pre-opted. This all right, is going to be a marker. Okay? So you get it wrong.
Nice light spin.
Nice light spin. This one's close to that. That's the one you're eating.
All right.
Works.
Got it?
And the...
You have
the...
said hot sauce with you. Can we describe what...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right,
yeah. Let me get it.
The eater will choose the next category. We do have categories.
Yeah, we got six categories, five categories, Greg?
We have six categories.
Six categories.
Five questions all right. each.
All right, I was just handed the hot sauce here. It is called Kick Butt Hot Drops, a delightful culinary requisite without equal. A little drop will do ya.
That's what I tell her, too.
Read the ingredients.
Ingredients. Water.
Ooh.
Hot. Spicy.
Caliente.
Habanero pepper. Jalapeno pepper.
One of the hottest peppers, the habanero.
Cayenne pepper. Also New Mexico hot. Red chili. Vinegar, salt, and xanthan gum.
Ooh, xanthan gum. That's a Scoville level of a million.
I just realized something. It doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh. Hey guys, I think we're all gonna die.
No, we're not.
Hold on.
What's the Scoville?
Hold on. One second here. I've got one disclaimer. Best before 04, 09, 05.
Oh, so it's
this
old.
This stuff's
as well.
7 years old? 8 years old?
Way to kill us, Sean.
I'm not gonna die.
Did you try some of the. You know what happened? This is what's gonna happen now. That's lost all its bite.
It's lost all its bite. The game's a boner, and we're done.
No, it's not a boner.
I didn't know I should be.
Now I just gotta eat rid of the pizza rolls.
Let me taste it.
No, Jessica, just taste it.
If it's going to not be
No,
hot.
No. We're going to find out when we start playing.
I actually agree with John.
All right, Greg?
Yes, sir.
The first category is yours to choose.
Okay, let's go with riddles.
Riddles.
Oh,
yeah. Riddle me this.
The first question is, or riddle, rather, it is greater than God and more evil than the
John.
Devil.
Nothing.
That is correct.
Wow.
Heard that many times.
Well played.
Oh.
That was a sucky riddle, Greg.
Sorry.
Hey, man. Give me 10 minutes to fucking put it together.
All right.
All right, Jonathan.
So I spin said
no. No, you got it right.
Unless you want to spin.
You pick somebody and have them spin.
Your game.
Fuck. Kevin.
Sean came up with this idea.
Yeah.
He already called your name. Sucker.
All right, Kevin. All right, Kevin.
When you got that right, I went, oh, no.
You get your phone on you? You should get visual on this. If he starts suffering, I want to see him cry.
Who's got the video?
I got it.
Wait for it, Kevin.
What?
Wait for it.
I got to eat the whole thing at one time? I can't just eat it like I normally do?
Maybe.
Are they flaming lava hot, or can you put them... Okay.
I'm okay with that. Ready? You got me?
Here we go.
This one's fine.
Okay.
Regular pizza
it.
Roll.
Regular
bummer.
Right. Regular
bummer.
Pizza roll. All right.
Best
party
decision
foul.
Ever.
All right.
Party foul.
Kevin?
Wait
for it.
No.
No? Okay.
I think I'm thinking it.
Okay.
That or that stuff, they ain't got no bite to it.
Actually,
pizza roll.
Greg, what are the categories here we have to choose from?
Riddles, geography, people, science, sports, or other.
I figured that stuff is either killed in the pizza rolls or not as good, because that's... A little warm, but that's not as bad as that pancake.
Should we try said hot sauce?
No, not yet.
I might be overthinking.
Not yet. Kevin might be overthinking.
Okay.
He might have just got a piece of pepperoni.
Yeah. Kevin's got a big,
really spicy one. Would you like to pick a subject there, John?
It's eater. Eater picks the category.
Eater picks. Okay.
Oh yes. What? Geography.
Geography.
Here we go.
Geography.
Okay. Which river's waters carry over half of the Russian river commerce? Russian. Carry over half of all Russian river commerce.
Oh, man, I know a lot of Asian rivers. I don't know any...
I don't know any Russian rivers.
Motherfucker. I could take a guess, but if I'm wrong, I could fucking eat a pizza roll.
I was going to take a guess, but I have no real guess. And I'm going to sound stupid when I say something that is completely not even close to it, like the Red River or some stupid shit. So I'm not even going to guess.
Well, I'll guess then.
All right.
I'm hungry.
I'm buzzing.
So, John, we'll do the Stalingrad River.
That is incorrect.
All right.
Is it the Tigris or the...
I was going to go Tigris if I said anything. Yeah.
No. It's the Volga River.
Volga River.
Oh, Volga. We all say that like we would have known.
Maybe something in this hemisphere. All right, so he's going to spin.
Spin the plate.
Spin the plate. Come on, John. Do it. And...
So this one.
And...
I'm recording it.
And...
Oh, shit.
And...
Doing a lot of chewing.
I think that one had the hot sauce in it, but I don't think it's hot.
Aww. Oh.
Sean, do you think we should try this hot sauce that's 7 years old?
It definitely had the hot sauce in it, but it's not that hot.
Maybe we should pile some more hot sauce in there.
Maybe we should pile some more hot sauce in there.
Let's do it, John.
I'm going to eye drop the hot said hot sauce just to see. It's pretty hot. But it's not as hot as somebody going to die.
But you'll know if you get it.
You'll definitely know if you get it.
I was afraid if I get the really, really, really hot stuff, those two monkeys would cry.
See, I enjoy hot things.
Yeah, so do I.
Like, let's do it.
See, I was afraid it, you know, I'd get something that's gonna, you know, be decent to my palate, and it might kill them.
See, I have the Naga Jolokia pepper sauce that is the ghost. All right,
well, John, that's easy for you to say.
That is
the let's rip right
to
this then. That's a lot of pizza rolls we need.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's keep
John,
playing the game.
Category.
Okay, science.
Ooh.
Science.
Not Star Wars
is
science.
It's all the same stuff.
As I scroll down, the name of what disease means in Italian, bad air.
Kevin, AIDS.
Incorrect.
Kevin, AIDS.
The pizza rolls are good.
Can we have the answer?
It is malaria.
Malaria.
Yeah, you
no,
should
that
have
was
known
my second thing. Guess.
AIDS.
Malaria is bad air.
Try new AIDS diet candy.
I just want some.
When I had AIDS, the weight fell right off.
The AIDS diet candy.
Hot sauce was in this. Wow.
Kevin found the hot sauce.
Okay.
You managed to make pizza rolls better.
got a pen, so we can keep score.
It looks like Kevin's actually having some trouble with that
one. You keep a
score?
You got the piece of paper at. Oh, I got a pen.
Okay. What do we got? I got one, right?
Yep.
Looks like Kevin's having some trouble.
Kevin ate
two. That's trouble. That's tingy.
Kevin
ate two. That's good.
Oh,
good.
Crap. I got good hot sauce.
I'm just going to guess on every one of them now.
All right. Kevin, category.
I like geography, even though it's going to be some other, like, Chinese.
Yeah, now there's no threat, you know, so.
I think we should just pour more hot sauce in every single one, now.
Go for it.
Just drench them with hot sauce.
Yeah.
And that's your hot sauce. You know, penalty for not getting it right.
Now we don't know which ones have hot sauce and which don't. So.
Yeah. I'm just going to drench them all now.
It doesn't matter because we spin the wheel.
Yeah.
Don't dress them up. Just
this is
half
just for,
of what's on there.
This is just for points now.
Yeah, now it's
this
for
no
who's
no longer a points. Challenge. It's just for points.
Well, you put a bunch of hot sauce on these things, and I bet it will change. It'll change for me.
Oh, he's loading them.
Well, you said it's pussy sauce, so.
I didn't say it was pussy sauce.
It's hot sauce, but it's not burn your mouth hot sauce.
It's 7-year-old expired hot sauce.
Oh, you are drowning those things.
Like I said.
All right, well, you can do another question.
Geography.
Geography, yes. Of all African nations, this country most successfully avoided European colonization. Except for a short period of occupation by Italy from 1935 to 1941, this country has remained independent for more than 2,000 years.
Corey.
What country is this? Corey, yes. What is it?
Chad.
Corey rang in first.
I said Chad.
Well, someone fucking said Corey.
Yeah, Corey said Corey.
The country is called Chad. And there's
I'm guessing that's wrong.
then that's probably wrong.
South Africa?
No.
Morocco?
Madagascar?
No.
Nigeria?
Nope.
Libya?
Nope.
Egypt?
Nope.
Egypt.
The Congo?
Sierra Leone?
Egypt?
Nope.
Libya?
Nope.
Duck's mom?
That's correct.
Which one was
yes.
it? Ethiopia?
It's Ethiopia.
Oh. All right, here we go.
Damn skinny black kids.
Spin, spin, spin.
There's no debate in that one. You got this?
Yeah.
This is all me.
Show that one.
Here we go.
You put it on more than half.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, lovely. Look at that.
Now it's half.
I went ahead of inside Jew.
Yeah. Oh,
that's a priceless face.
I still got tingy lips. I mean, that wasn't a, this is much more now scary.
I would rather do this than that powder, though. That Indian curry crap.
Definitely.
Oh, that was gross.
Definitely.
All right, Corey, you eat the last one.
Get Aaron, he stopped by.
Aaron stopped by?
Yeah, Aaron's out in the...
Go get him in here.
Let's go sports.
We'll make him do play, too.
Make him play, too?
Like 45 questions.
Well, give him one. Give him one. Give him next
give
question.
Give us a question.
Sports.
Questions in sports. Yes. Every year, both the Associated Press and Sports Illustrated chose their athlete of the year. These athletes come from any sport: golf, tennis, swimming, football, etc. However, in 1980, both the Associated Press and Sports Illustrated chose not end. I won.
What was the last part?
What?
That one got fucked up in copy. Let's try a new one.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Was the answer to that Joe Montana?
Yes.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should give that one to Kevin since he actually guessed the right answer.
No, it's not right. It's U.S. Olympic hockey team.
Then you're not right, Kevin.
I was going to. Wondering.
You're a vagina.
Right, I was just trying.
All right, next question. Is, as heavyweight champion of the world from 1937 to 1948, which boxer won 25 consecutive championship fights?
Corey.
Yes.
Come on, what?
Go ahead.
This is way late. I think this is late. Joe Louis.
That's correct.
Oh, hell yeah!
Oh, no.
I thought he was later. I second-guessed myself.
That's who I was going to say, but then I'm like, I saw you. You were going to guess, and I'm like, I know who he's going to have spin this time.
You look hungry, Sean.
Damn it.
What happens if it lands on the empty spot?
You go to the closest to it.
Closest to it.
Which...
is this one.
I hope it's got stuff in it.
Come on, be in it.
All right, next question. Is Aaron out there? Does Aaron want to play?
It's regular.
Let's see if Aaron wants to play, Sean.
You
want
to play our game, Aaron?
Barney out there?
Aaron's peeing.
Urine break.
All right, next question.
All right, I did good on that one. Let's do another sports one.
Yeah, you would.
All right, all-time Major League Baseball leaders, which have had the highest lifetime batting average?
Sean, how many do I have to do? I think one would be Hank Aaron.
That's correct.
Come on in, Aaron. How many do I have to guess?
I didn't finish the question. All-time Major League Baseball players, three of them. Which player had the highest lifetime batting average? Which player had the most lifetime RBIs? And which pitcher holds the record for the most lifetime wins?
Ooh, that's a toughie.
Ooh.
John.
No, Sean's already ringing.
Sean's already ringing.
Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth, and Jerry Seinfeld. All
right, don't tell me answers.
He's Nolan right. Ryan?
Yeah.
Right.
All right,
John, I'm going to go Cy Young with wins.
Some young guy?
You're still spitter.
Ted Williams with average. And
Nolan Ryan with Cy Young.
Yeah, Cy Young.
Do Hank Aaron with RBIs.
You got two of the three right.
All right.
I got the last one wrong.
All right, I'll spin my pizza rolls.
You got, yeah.
Aaron, you want to add this?
The highest lifetime batting average was Ty Cobb.
Oh, Ty Cobb. Ooh, that's a spicy meatball right there.
That's a spicy meatball.
You know, for being 7 years old from when it expired, it's actually not that bad. He made a face that time.
Not a very good flavor.
I bet it's not. All right, what's the question, or what's the category, Sean? We got riddles, geography, people, science, sports,
people.
Other people.
Yeah, that's not very, like, hot. I'm really disappointed. Next time I'm getting the dragon's blood for $20.
As soon as Corey said, this stuff's 8 years old, I went, nope.
No, it's going to fail. People.
Someone all right, people. Something. The British dramatist and poet lived about 400 years ago and is considered the first poet laureate of Britain. A Canadian track star has the same name. Who is this person?
Canadian track star.
Canadian track star.
I was
British
studying my Canadian track stars last night.
You know what? I was reading about that the other day.
Jesse Owens.
Canadian, you idiot!
They got black people in Canada.
Oh, okay.
In Toronto.
So that's wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, crap. Pizza roll.
Yes.
What's the answer?
Ben Johnson.
Oh, that Ben Johnson.
Spin, yeah, that guy.
Hey, look at that. That's a spicy meatball.
Just
that
eat that,
that
one.
That's a very little spin, though.
Pussy.
As he dips it in the hot sauce. All right, category. The score is John 1, Corey 1. Kevin and Sean's here.
Yeah. Sean, what are we playing?
Category.
Which category?
What are they again? You got geography, people.
Just read
geography, it. People. What's the top one?
Riddles.
Riddles. Riddles. Let's do riddles.
More riddles.
All right.
You know, I was eventually scared of this game because I thought maybe Sean would just pile on me, but that requires Sean to get one right.
I never was, am always to be. No one ever saw me, nor ever will. And yet I am the confidence of all, to live and breathe on this terrestrial ball. What am I?
Sean, a tree?
No.
You can't see trees, you idiot?
What? Oh, I didn't.
I didn't
air. Her.
You can't double guess. You got it wrong.
You got to get
wrong.
The second one right?
It's a tree.
What second one?
Was it? My is second it guess air? Was air.
No.
Damn it.
Is it the wind?
The wind?
Spin that for me, Aaron.
The
our buddy Aaron
answer
has stopped
is
by.
Tomorrow or the future.
What's the closest pizza roll to the our arrow there?
Looks like the.
You got to do it fairly, cause.
Aaron, make him eat whatever.
I think it's a surprise of meatball.
Make him eat whatever you want.
Sure.
This one looks like it is.
Aw, boo! I hope it's filled with it. It's filled with it.
All right, Sean. Since you're shitty at guessing, pick another category.
Here, I'll hold it up. Make
why
it
you
easy.
Just
thank you.
Give it to him.
Others.
What do you say? Others?
Others.
All right. In 1966, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that criminal suspects must be informed of their right to remain silent. And anything they say can be used
John.
Against them in a court of law. Yes?
The Miranda Law? Miranda.
That is right.
Yep.
Ooh. Ooh, who are you picking?
Go ahead, Corey.
Oh, great.
I wanted you to pick Kevin because he's
how
a little bit more scared now.
Sean?
Kevin hasn't had it yet.
What are you doing?
Some of these are going to be like double dip. Oh, look. Either way, I'm getting one that. May or may not.
May have something inside it, yeah. Forget about that after we change it up.
Yeah.
All right, pick another one.
That's a good one.
You going? We'll be fine. They're not our CDs. But if we got like seven more pizza rolls, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's bust these out.
All right, Corey, which one? Pick pick green geography so I can guess.
Let's go people.
All right, people.
All right, 4,000. This is, although only five murders can be attributed for certain to this person, he is probably the most famous mass murderer of all time.
Corey.
Yes.
Come
on, get it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Come on. Starts with a B.
No, I'm not thinking that one. I know which one you're thinking.
I got two.
And I'm thinking I'm right.
But I know one's not actually murder.
Well, I'm drawing a blank on who I was going to say now.
All right, I'll give you 10 seconds.
But, Jeffrey Dahmer.
No.
All right.
That Manson. Is it Jack the Ripper?
It's not Bundy.
It is Jack the Ripper.
That was the one I was thinking of.
He killed hookers.
I'm like, he's going to say Manson, and Manson never actually killed anybody. He just convinced Tex Watson to do it.
Well, I was thinking Jack the Ripper because I was reading, supposedly they found more clues on it.
Yeah, he killed hookers.
Jeffrey Dahmer drilled a hole in the dude's head.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God.
Didn't he have a bunch of bodies buried underneath
his... Spread them out, in his freezer.
Yeah, spread them out a little bit on there. What are we doing again?
Go ahead. Hey, you know what Jeffrey Dahmer kept in his shower, don't you? Head and Shoulders.
Fair enough.
I found it funny, because I'm sick of this sadistic.
His favorite Italian dish was spaghetti and
pizza balls. Pizza roll.
Oh, God.
What are we...
That one had it on it and in it. All right, let's go on geography.
That's the way she likes it.
Geography.
Good.
Okay. The city was founded around 1457 and was named Edo. It became the primary city in its country from the 16th century. By the 1800s, it had over 1 million inhabitants, making it possibly the largest city in the world at that time.
Did you have to pick, like, the longest questions ever?
Yes. Well, you gave me 10 minutes, like I...
Tokyo.
Previously. No. Yes, that is right.
Oh, hell yeah, wow. Kevin, eat up.
Kevin, put it in your mouth.
Spit it, Sean.
Put that hot stuff in your face.
Stick it in your mouth, Kevin.
Lucky.
Way to pull that anus out of your ass, by the way.
That was
your
in anus. It. Had stuff in it.
Your watertight anus.
Edo sounded Asian to me.
So Asian.
That's a drop. There was fade.
Some good pizza rolls.
You marked me down, right?
Yeah, I got you too.
Yeah.
Damn it, Sean, you and I haven't got any.
Kevin, category.
Oh, geography. My best.
Yeah, like that's been helping you.
Okay, what is the only country of Central America which has no contact with the Pacific Ocean?
Kevin, Paraguay.
No.
Damn it.
John.
Please. Yes.
Belize.
You say Central America?
Belize is correct.
I spun it already for you.
Hey, Kevin, that's two in a
spin.
No, I spun it.
I didn't tell you to spin for me.
That's two in a row, Kev. How's that treating you?
It's not good.
And that's a spice of meatball.
That's a little bit more than spicy.
And rub it in. Yeah, that's it. So do I get a point for that or what? No. I got it right, though.
You should rub all this hot sauce on your penis.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
It's got some bite to it. This should taste terrible.
Caddy.
Like your poo-poo.
Science.
Science rules.
Okay.
Wicked, or a weird science.
I know.
It should taste terrible. It's not even that hot.
Kind of like your powder shit.
What is the name of the brightest star in the nighttime sky?
Oh, Sean. The North Star.
That's not the technical
term.
That's not the
You never said technical term.
John, Andromeda.
No.
Ah, Sean said that's good.
But you never said technical term.
It's Sirius.
Damn Sirius.
Are you telling me Sirius isn't the North Star?
Yes.
What's the North Star?
It's not Sirius.
Duck's mom.
Ooh. That's not making any sense.
Grass glows for millions of light years.
No, that's the cum dumpster.
That's live. Screw that. All right, Sean, what's the category?
We have three
Others.
Pizza rolls.
Oh, no, riddles.
Riddles?
Riddles.
A person who makes it sells it. The person who buys it never uses it, and the person who uses it doesn't know they are.
Yeah,
what is
condoms.
It?
Condoms?
I don't need condoms, Sean.
One more time.
The person who makes it sells it. The person who buys it never uses it, and the person who uses it doesn't know they are.
I've heard this before. I can't remember. Sean's brain.
Everything that I can think of gets used.
Somebody just guess.
All right. I'm going to have to say toilet paper.
What?
Oh, sorry. Sean, toilet paper.
No.
Shucks.
This is the problem with the
I figured I had a better chance because there's two good pizza rolls to the one bad.
What's the answer?
The answer is a coffin.
Oh.
That wasn't the closest, but okay. Doesn't matter. All right, Sean, which
we're down
one?
Down to two.
No,
I'm not.
You're
gonna
load up with the one.
Pick
a category, Dick Days.
What they are doing now is one is super drenched in hot sauce, and the other one's not.
All right,
really
Dick,
bad,
that was
old, expired.
Another riddle.
Give us all
another
the
riddle.
Shits.
Oh come on!
He's
another
doing
riddle.
This because he can't get picked to eat the next one.
Another riddle.
Or he doesn't know he's.
Another riddle. I didn't think about that, but thanks for justifying it.
Right when I said that, I realized that he's not smart enough to have thought of that.
Dumbass.
Yeah.
Okay, what always runs, but never walks, often murmurs, never talks.
Corey.
Yes.
Water.
No.
Damn it.
River?
It is a river.
Yeah, I knew it was something with water, son of a bitch.
Oh, I hope you get that one. I hope you get that one.
Oh!
Yes!
Damn it!
One left.
All right. What's the category, Corey? We only got one left, and it's loaded up with shit.
We have to do
others.
Hold on. Time out. Since Corey and I are both in a tie for first,
well, it's between
you guys
us.
Can't win.
Oh,
I
shit.
Think it should be
between us two.
I'm okay with that. Kevin, you?
Loser eats.
Loser
I'm out then.
You're out.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
Kevin,
out.
Two
Kevin,
you.
Kevin,
one of the
yeah,
two
Kevin,
you
we're out. We're out. Stop talking. Hitting it and shut up.
I'm good with this.
I'm okay with that.
It's between us two. Rock, paper, scissors for the category.
Okay.
All right, so this is the finals,
oh,
is what
okay.
It is, Kevin.
One, two,
championship.
Three.
Championship.
Okay, okay.
We're in the loser's bracket.
Is it best of three?
If you
do
this
no.
Star Wars
okay,
questions,
ready?
I'd be much better.
What are you doing?
Oh,
you
wait,
two,
Dad.
Three, shoot, you
one,
dumbass.
Are we
that's
doing it on three or
okay,
after
ready?
Three?
Water.
After three. One, two, three, shoot. Not one, two, shoot.
Okay.
Right.
Two,
one,
three.
Two,
a lethal weapon scenario now.
Yeah.
We're going on three or we're going after three? One, two, three.
Okay, ready?
Okay. One, two, three, shoot. All right.
Category.
I get category.
Come on, booby.
This is gonna
science.
Be, this is gonna be the one I know.
Science. I got a sign
where's
for you.
Where's your blinded me with science song?
Oh, science.
Blinded me with science.
I can play the intro to science.
I want
to
find weird science.
Mystery
the
science
TV show on DVD. All right, Greg.
Okay, all these are kind of easy, so.
Oh boy.
There is
kind of like Duck Ma.
This one isn't as easy. This one bone in the human body, which does not connect to any other bone in the body. Where in the body is this hyoid bone?
Of course, it's
hyoid bone located.
You know what, Sean?
Yes. Yes, I do.
This is where
John,
we get crickets.
I'll just do it. I don't care. Chest. In your chest.
John's eating the sucker.
That's incorrect.
Is it in your ear?
No.
Is it in your throat?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Good thing I didn't know that.
I did.
Give it up.
John.
Hang on.
Wait.
Here. Oh, my God, it's leaking.
We're going.
Are you actually
it's
recording?
Leaking all over
yeah,
me. I don't know what
guys.
To do with this. He stuck his
ooh,
tongue out there
juicy
with the,
goodness.
He stuck his tongue out there with a full like a chick that took in the mouth.
I bet that tastes good, doesn't it, Joe?
It's a shit.
How do you know what shit tastes like?
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Oh. Well, folks, this was a good episode.
Yeah.
I had fun. John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks. I'm going to get cancer from that hot sauce.
I think we should play this again, but I'm going to up the ante. But now I have a dropper that I can hold on to.
The dropper thing works because you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
No.
And
they naturally split and explode in the microwave anyway. So.
I mean, they were they were a bit spicier, but I mean,
they weren't
yeah, they
shit.
Were
I even had the one
I was
had,
I was hoping to see somebody like have snot coming out their nose and sweat and tear and cry.
Not the pukes, like but sweating and nose running.
Yeah.
It's funny.
I got a cold. I don't know if anybody noticed, but I do have a cold, and that stuff helped.
Spicy. Why don't you take a drop and just put it up your nose once?
I disagree. I strongly disagree.
I would like to see that.
This is where, in the end of the show, Sean ramps the shit up.
Yeah, of course.
Tries to do some.
And we're supposed to put on the next show. But anyways,
All right, guys. We're going to call it a night. Thanks for joining us, and hope to see you next time.
Peace.
Stick in your ass.
Thank you for listening to the Already Taken Show podcast, live from Upper Room Studios in Kentwood, Michigan. Visit us at alreadytakenshow.com, where you can email the show, or check us out at facebook.com, search Already Taken.